So ultimately, after evaluating many different ERP solutions, we felt that OptiPro's, your broad suite of capabilities offered us the best opportunity to coordinate all of the elements of our business. So, furthermore, as a business that's in high growth mode, it was really important for us to choose a solution like OptiPro that's flexible and that will scale with us. And also, being backed by a solution like SAP Business One, that gives us a lot of confidence in OptiPro as well.
All right, Sharon, all yours.
Thanks, Haley, for joining us today. Can you tell us a little bit about the company and kind of how you were chugging along before COVID and then after COVID? I'm guessing your company really took off.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'll start by saying our company is called Progressive Products LLC, but we always go by our brand name, which is Wipes Plus, no space in between, capital W and capital P. So, Wipes Plus, we were founded in 1998. We are a fully integrated manufacturer of EPA and FDA approved wipes. We're very proud to have the broadest product portfolio in the market with a broad spectrum of applications that include cleaning, sanitizing, disinfecting, foodborne illness prevention, and personal hygiene. So, like you mentioned, the wipes business is absolutely growing at a faster pace than ever before due to the COVID-19 pandemic. And through this process, we are absolutely we remain committed to quality, innovation, and service. So before the pandemic, of course, business was quite steady. But once people really became aware of how serious the COVID-19 pandemic was, it really became, a mad dash. Everybody wanted disinfecting wipes, no-rinse food contact wipes, which are perfect for, all of your classic food contact surfaces, so dining tables, food trays, things like that, anything you'd find in a, a restaurant, a cafeteria, a break room, and of course, hand sanitizing wipes. These all became huge items. So our business definitely shifted into high growth mode, really like nothing we've ever seen before. And it was really, that kickstarted our search for an ERP.
So tell me a little bit about your operating environment, kind of what software were you using to run your operation before?
Sure. So before, we've really been using a mix of QuickBooks and Excel. So QuickBooks, serves most of our basic functions. And as far as Excel goes, we're exporting reports to share with the sales team, and also we do our forecasting. And basically, the CRM functions, we do that externally in Excel at the present. So that was something that we definitely wanted to change.
And what problems were you running into kind to operate with QuickBooks and Excel?
The time spent is greater than we would like it to be. We don't have as much visibility into, our complete operation as we'd like to have.
About your inventory? Were you able to you track inventory using Excel or?
Yeah, so that was tracking inventory. That's something that's extremely important to us because, we want to make sure that all of our customers are getting the amount of product that they want when they want it. And we also want to make sure, that we're reordering raw materials and things like that on time so everything can be, a seamless operation. We had some reports that we would pull through QuickBooks, and we worked with QCube as well. Basically, that was where all of our reports were coming out of, but it was fairly disjointed. And like I said, I mean, definitely something that we were looking for when we were searching for an ERP, just one system that could bring everything together and just the ability to just house all of our operations, you know, from ERP to inventory under one umbrella is going to be so valuable to us.
Do you just have one location or do you have a couple of manufacturing locations? Tell me about your kind of operations.
Sure, yeah. So we have a handful of manufacturing locations. We also have a handful of warehouses. All of our warehouses are located domestically across the United States. And our main office is located in Rye Brook, New York. That is also where all of our customer care specialists are located.
So how many locations do you have then altogether?
How many office locations or how many warehouse locations?
How about both?
Okay, so the Rye Brook office is, you know, the office. So that is the main office is the only true office. Of course, our sales reps are spread all around the country. I myself work remotely from Florida, but the Rye Brook office is the office. And for warehouses, we really have four primary warehouses, and those are going to be in New Jersey, North Carolina, California, and Texas.
And then do you have Rye Brook where your manufacturing plant
is as well? We do some manufacturing in the Northeast. And well, we have a few manufacturing plants on the East Coast, and we have some overseas as well.
So how hard was it to track all of this, you know, inventory in multiple locations and different warehouses? Kind of how are you managing that?
Yeah, so it was definitely not as easy as we would like it to be. Mm-hmm. I'll leave it at that.
And then how many total manufacturing facilities should I say you have? And is it contract manufacturing or do you actually manufacture in your own facilities?
That's information that we keep a bit close to the chest.
Okay. That it's inside or out or just how many?
Both.
Okay. And so tell me about kind of what prompted your search for an ERP.
Sure. So, you know, aside from the high growth mode that we were in, what really drove us to search for an ERP was the desire to improve our planning process. We really wanted to have, you know, a more structured and cohesive way of storing all of our data, you know, within a single system, and eliminate the need to constantly, you know, export data, clean data, combine data from various sources, and just, you know, manipulate Excel spreadsheets and just spending the amount of time that was spent doing that. And then, you know, as you guys know, once you export something to a static spreadsheet, by the time you're finished cleaning it up and preparing it, it's already out of date. Right. So that was a problem that we were really seeking to eliminate.
And what were your top requirements for an ERP?
Our top ERP requirements. Let me just actually have a note from when we were searching with that list. Let me just find that and I can give you an exact answer.
Sure.
Okay, so some of the things, you know, that we were looking for were reporting capabilities that were better than what we have with QuickBooks. Having data in real time is going to be huge for us, so that was definitely a top requirement. Having, you know, visual dashboards where we can see things like open sales orders and sales order status, that was something that's very important to us. and, you know, that will fall into the umbrella of something, you know, more big picture that we were looking for, which is just increasing the amount of visibility that we have into the various elements of the business. So reporting and dashboarding, huge, eliminating the need for outside spreadsheets, you know, another big thing, being able to track our raw materials and knowing when we need to reorder more raw materials and more product. Another problem we wanted to solve is being able to see, you know, the volume of product coming in, how much is coming in, when is it coming in, versus how much open warehouse capacity do we have? So, you know, there would be times occasionally where, especially during COVID, because, you know, at that time demand was so high, we were really just producing as much product as we could. And there were a few instances where, you know, we'd have truckloads arriving at warehouses and the warehouses, you know, didn't have enough space for all the product that we have. So eliminating that problem, definitely a priority. And just, you know, being able to track the finer details of the business, you know, lead times for different products, transit times for, you know, various warehouses, minimum order quantities, and really just finding a software solution, an ERP solution that will suit our business processes. So, you know, sometimes there were certain ERP solutions that we looked at where it was very obvious that we were going to have to vastly change the way that we do business to suit the ERP instead of the other way around. So that was something that was important to us, that the ERP could flex a little bit to suit our business.
And who else did you evaluate?
We looked at C-Tech. We looked at Abbas, we looked at Appdian, and we looked at Odoo. Those were the primary ones that we evaluated.
And then why did you select OptiPro?
So ultimately, you know, after evaluating many different ERP solutions, we felt that OptiPro's, you know, your broad suite of capabilities offered us the best opportunity to coordinate all of the elements of our business. So, you know, furthermore, as a business that's in high growth mode, it was really important for us to choose a solution like OptiPro that's flexible and that will scale with us. And also, you know, being backed by a solution like SAP Business One, that gives us a lot of confidence in OptiPro as well. And I will say that we did, our sales rep from OptiPro coordinated a few customer reference calls for us. And all the customers that we spoke with, they all spoke very highly of the solution. And they were all, you know, very happy that they had implemented OptiPro. So that gave us additional confidence as well.